find dead spots in the on the FM broadcast up there, or the AM, either one, that there's dead spots, you don't pick up any stations at all. Lord knows, you're driving on the highway and you can't get any stations down there. It'd be interesting to throw a technical on time.
Well, I figured out later, after I moved away from there, that it was a kind of a hole. And there's some really strong FM stations really up the street from where I moved to and also from where I am now that I can still feel. Really, I can feel their RF, 81,000 plus watts of stuff anyway. It's crazy. But I found out that the FM worked better than I'd actually made AM. Somehow, I don't know what I did. I had no clue what I was doing, but somehow I managed to make AM that worked because I put too much audio into overmodulated and all. But that didn't go as far. I probably didn't have enough antenna.
Well, that's pretty interesting. I've never done any projects like that. Actually, since back in the kitchen when I was all that stuff, I had no clue about that at all until I got to the end of my teens. And about a couple of walkie-talkies just for that's what got me hooked on it, too, I think. I remember, too, I know I got hooked on this. They were looking for someone who was missing. They had the military down there looking for him, and one of the guys had a radio, apparently a TV radio, on a strap with a microphone. I always thought that was really interesting. So they kept in touch with the other searchers and such in person. Yeah, that's what it was. And then they got the walkie-talkies and got from there, it just never stopped, really.
I'm not sure if they were using CB. They might have been using something a little bit, a couple megahertz higher in frequency. VHF low band, somewhere, you know, at 6 meter stuff. When I played with it a few times, I found it goes amazingly far. KB3JQQ.
Yeah, very possibly. Like I said back then, I didn't know much about this stuff at all. And speaking of that, I had a backpack radio from, I think it's from the Vietnam War. And I have this other apparatus that I picked up that's for tuning radios and radar, I think. And there's also a dish, military stuff as well. There's a dish that's about 4 feet across on a pretty substantial tripod as well. And it's actually looking for a new home as well. I think my brother-in-law down in Florida, he might be interested in it because he's quite the collector on military memorabilia from back in the Vietnam War and the Second War as well.
Well, I'm sure he's going for a while, but I gotta give him some other things this evening. Nice to talk to you and all, but really, gotta like finish cleaning up some dinner and this, that, and the other, and get on with tomorrow. KB3JQ.
Okay, then, we shall chit-chat later on then. 7-3, take care of yourself, enjoy. And I think I'm going to be doing the same thing downstairs too, cleaning up and washing up. But they'll probably be partying here till 4 o'clock in the morning, so I'll be in bed long before then. Thanks for the QSO. Jack Salute on the A3WEZ. Thank you. Victor Alpha 3, Whiskey Bravo Zulu. WVZ, QRT, good night all.